The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast. I just want you guys to think about today's date, 10-10-2020. So in numerology, 10 and 10 equals 20. So we've got 20-20-20 basically. But what's interesting about today's date is that the path of today's date actually adds up to the number 6. 6 in numerology is the number of love. So if you can do everything today as though it is centered around the vibration of love, all these things will be attracted to you that lead you to your better career, the gal or guy that you want to have in your life. But what's interesting about today is that the more you behave as though everything is lining up for your favor, that everything is lining up to root for you, that the universe is conspiring to bring you the happiness that you want, that's literally what starts to happen for you. So it's interesting here, before I take the calls, it's interesting to me that when I move the radio program from Fridays to Saturdays, Saturdays seem to be the better day because I have people that are having their coffee, they're just hanging out, and they come across the radio program either because they heard about it on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or wherever it is. And I believe that you find the radio program for a reason. I believe people find me for a reason. And I'm just going to remind you all of the secrets of success that I put out there for people. Nobody does what you do the way you do it. So you say that to yourself. Nobody does what I do the way I do it. The second thing is the people that are meant to find me or find you will find you. So you say to yourself, people that are meant to find me will find me. But the last one and the most important thing and the last piece that a lot of people don't do is they don't respond. Because when the universe tees it up for you, you got to hit the ball. So, all right, I'm going to go right to the callers. I've got somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Good morning, Miss Mona. This is Sarah. How are you this morning?
Oh, hi, Sarah. What's your question for me today?
Well, it just seems rather apropos as you're discussing numerology and love and what's coming. And, you know, like everyone else in Las Vegas, I've, you know, been stuck in my house for the last 5 months, and the romance has been on the slow ebb. And I'm just interested to see what might be coming in my future.
Okay, so here's the interesting thing. What it says here is, and this is going to sound like a really weird concept for me to share with you. It says pay attention to what seems to be presented to you out of the blue, all right? And it's talking about participating in love. So I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. So we in Henderson, we have the OSHA classes, right? So you can go and you can take CPR, you can take first aid, you can take fire safety, water safety, asbestos awareness, all that stuff. You can take all these safety classes. And I'm sure there's a safety class just about COVID too, right? But the reason I'm bringing that up to you is that a lot of people have to be certified in order to maintain their job. So you'll get safety managers, you'll get construction supervisors, you'll get human resources people that all have to attend these classes as part of their continuing education, right? So what it's saying is that as you start paying attention to the people that are around you, I would totally suggest you start taking those OSHA classes because they're free or very low cost. And all you do is you plop your butt down, well, with social distancing, you plop your butt down next to somebody that you find rather attractive.
Oh.
And then you turn on your charm, and you have no expectations because it might not be the dude you plop your butt down next to that notices you. It might be somebody else. But what it's saying here is that be open to the concept or the new concept of the kind of fella that's about to be drawn to you. But you don't end up alone, which is probably the most profound thing I say to you today, is you don't end up alone because you open your mind to the idea that love is coming to you in a totally different way than it did before. It's also saying, I want you to give – oh, you're going to love this one. I want you to give up the bad habit of stress. I want you to give up the bad habit of beating yourself up. Because according to this, nobody can beat you up like you can. You've got a very high critical standard of, like, if someone sets a goal for you, you're going to blow past that goal because you know what you're capable of. You are naturally competitive, which is okay. But what it's saying here is that in the vibration of being naturally competitive, don't be the person that stresses herself out over it. Okay? If you win, you win. Yeah, if the guy notices you, he notices you. Yeah, you know, you're just here now because everything else in your life is going relatively well. It's just you'd like to have a nice fella to share it with.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
of course.
So what it's saying is that none of this has to be the hard way. Just turn on that charm of yours as though you don't even care if there's a result from the charm. Okay? Because the charming side of you, the charming, loving side of you, is a natural progression of you trusting the universe.
Great advice.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
bye.
All right, I've got somebody else here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, yes, good morning. This is Mariana. How are you?
Oh, hi, Mariana. What's your question?
All right. Well, I started talking to this guy. It's basically like on and off. So I just want to know if basically I have future with him. Am I wasting my time? I've seen him like a couple of times. So... yeah, I just want to know that.
Here's the heads up I'm getting for you, all right? While there is interest from this fella towards you, I don't think you're the only one he's playing footsies with. So while you're kind of all in and you're treating him as though it's an exclusive relationship, he doesn't look at it as though it's exclusive right now. So does he like you? Yes. But do I advise you to date this man but also date other men? Yes. I don't want you to tell him that you're dating other men. But the thing is, as long as you're not poking anybody or having sex with anybody, they're just friends. So you can date whoever you want as long as there's no, you know, bumping the private parts together. Do you see what I mean? So,
yes.
See, and here's the other thing is that men are more understanding of that than women in general. And I know that sounds stereotypical, but here's the thing. Men can date lots of women, and the cutoff is as long as I'm actually not having intercourse, I'm not cheating on anybody. Okay? I think a lot of men think that way. So what happens is that here you are putting all your mojo and energy toward this one fella, and he's dating other people. So what I want you to do is take the big step back and date a couple of other fellas too. Again, as long as you're not sleeping with anybody, they're just friends, all right? So if he goes, well, have you been going out with other people? Oh, yeah, they're just friends, right? So what happens is you're not lying, but the thing is that you don't want him to think that you're already all in when he's not all in. You see?
Right.
Do I think he's a good guy? Yeah, I do. Do I think that he's really seriously looking for one person to spend his life with? Yes. But the thing is that what happens when someone goes exclusive and the other person doesn't, it means that there's more energy being beamed to that person, you know, whether you're realizing it or not, because you're starting to plan future things. You're starting to talk about them as part of your future when, in fact, they're just in the moment, all right? So what it's saying mm-hmm. for you is the angels are totally guiding you to love right now. So the spirits on the other side, the people around you, I want you to accept every invitation that's presented to you, especially if it introduces you to people you don't know. I want you to accept all of those invitations, because what I'm getting here for you is that, like the last caller, you don't end up alone. But like a business negotiation, you have to interview a lot of companies to find the one you want. It's like most people don't vet a guy as much as they would vet a vacuum cleaner. Do you see what I mean? It's like, okay. Does this vacuum cleaner move good? Does this vacuum cleaner do my stairs? It's almost like you're negotiating a relationship with a fella like you would if you were buying a car. And the reason I'm saying that is that if you can take the emotional part out of it and look for the mechanics of the relationship as opposed to the desire to have one in your life, then he gets put in the right category, because right now for him that's where you are. So I want you to be in equal energy when it comes to this. So still date him, still see him. I don't care if you sleep with him, you know, protect yourself, all that stuff. But I also want you to meet other fellas. Because again, I'm going to emphasize, as long as you're not sleeping with these other guys, they're just friends. And I don't care if they get a smoochy, smoochy good night and a little squeeze, you know, a hug. I mean, hug. At the end of the day.
Yes.
All I'm trying to tell you here is that you are too amazing to put all your energy toward this guy when it's not reflected back yet. And the word is yet. Because you want him to say to you, you know, I really don't want to date other people. I want to date you exclusively. Then you know it's going in the right direction. Because here's the thing, is I see you falling in love with this guy, and I'm asking you to pull back the reins a little, pull it back a little bit, all right? And let's make sure he's worthy of you.
Right, yeah. Because sometimes he calls me, sometimes he doesn't, and all that. But thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Right. So here's the thing, is that if you have a nice time when you're with him, then look mm-hmm. at it like I have a nice time when I'm with him. But right now, unless he makes some big orchestrated statement that the two of you are supposed to be together, don't totally count on him as the one, all right?
Okay.
All right, Mariana, thank you for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Have a wonderful
okay,
bye. Day.
Bye. You too, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 402 area code. Hello, 402. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Sharon.
Oh, hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Hi. I think I'm just going to ask the same thing as far as relationships go. I've had a lot of blockage for communication, and I'm wondering when that's going to lighten up and if there is anyone out there I can trust to
The answer to that's yes. I think part of the issue is, and you're going to think this is the funniest thing that I suggest to you, but the timing couldn't be better. So here we are in a day that vibrates to the number 6, which is the vibration of love, right? So here we're on that day, 10-10-2020. The path of that number is a 6. The numerology value of just the day is a 1. So it's saying that, okay, I am going to define for myself what love looks like, all right? So the task that I would give you is to sit down and write down the characteristics that would allow you to open your heart to someone, all right? Because in the very first card in your reading, beautiful, fabulous Sharon, is the card of the happy marriage. So that's how I know you're going to meet somebody, okay? Wow. But the way that you put yourself in the right environment would be to align yourself, and I'm going to use this word, politically, with people that automatically believe most of what you do. So if you're a Democrat or a Libertarian or a Republican or the Green Party or whatever it is, all right, you decide to start volunteering, because right now, here we are, you know, people are doing the early voting starting on the 17th. I would suggest that you find a way to either work part-time or full-time to help people cast their votes. Or you decide to volunteer for, say, the Democratic Party and help with the campaign for the next 3 weeks. Now, the reason I say that is that if you align with those values and you're meeting other people that also align with those values, well, right there, that's 50% of the communication. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
Okay. So
I actually thought about that. I actually thought about helping at the polls. It's just that I've got some physical disabilities and didn't know if I could.
Well, so here's the thing. All you do is ask that question. I have some limitations. Can you accommodate me? That's all you do. You ask the question. Because here's the thing, is that the UPS guy is not going to deliver love to your door. You got to get out of your house.
Come on.
I know, right?
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Okay. I know. But what it's saying here is that not only do you have the happy marriage card here, there's a card of you initiating disruption or doing something that is out of your usual wheelhouse. So it's something you wouldn't normally do in order to attract yourself to somebody special, all right? So it's a disruption here that you initiate, all right? So I think that you're going to ultimately get involved with something political or something that's important to you. So there's a couple of charities I volunteer for here in Vegas, all right? One is the Poppy Foundation, which is a no-kill shelter for cats. The other is a German Shepherd Rescue that I help with. And the third is, and the one that I've probably done the most work for, is Help of Southern Nevada, right? Help of Southern Nevada helps women and children and homeless teenagers get back on their feet. They are a local foundation, so this is not a nationwide thing. They're totally local, right? So I do an event for them every year called Night of the Witches. And it's where people dress up like a witch. They pay a modest ticket price. There's a costume contest for a modest prize, $100, right, for the costume categories. But people spend $500 or $600 on their freaking costume. Now, the reason I do that is I am participating in the community, all right? I'm doing something that most psychic readers don't do, and that is I'm championing a charity in a very public way on a with the theme of Halloween, right, to bring money to them. Now, I'm bringing all that up to you because you, for me to be where I am, I had to participate in the Las Vegas community, right? For you to have the love in your life, you've got to participate in the activity that draws it to you. So I don't know if you heard the first caller today, but the first caller today was a gal named Sarah. And I advised Sarah to start taking the Occupational Safety and Health Administration classes, specifically to, you know, learn some of those things, but mostly to meet fellas. Because the people that attend these classes that have to have work accreditation, they have to take CPR, they have to take COVID training, they have to take first aid, fire safety, water safety, all of that, right? Well, for you to go and take these low-cost or free classes, maybe even one of the classes is dealing with people with disabilities, right? So you take these classes just so that you're more aware. But the benefit of it is, you get to hook up with fellas. You get to hook up with people that you've never met before. So in my opinion, it's you participating in meeting people, because I got to remind you, the UPS guy's not going to deliver love to you. You have to get your butt out there to make that happen. So, all right, Sharon, thanks for the call. See you later.
All right, thanks, Mona.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 260 area code. Hello, 260. Who's this? Hello, 260. All right, I guess you're just listening to the program. I'll put you back on hold. All right, I've got somebody here from the 830 area code. Hello, 830. Who's this? Hello, 830. You there?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Yes, Melissa.
I'm Melissa. What's your question?
I wanted to see maybe if you see anything about my house.
About your house where you live?
Yes, ma'am, I own a home, but I want to sell it, and I just haven't got started on that and don't really know what direction to go, whether to sell one lot or the whole thing.
So, okay, so here's the thing, is I think the better question is, what would be the purpose of you selling that? What would you want to do with the money once you sold it? Where do you want to move once you sell it? Because here's the thing, is that it's saying that if you put the house or the series of things that you have to sell on the market, that they would sell pretty quickly, that the offer would come pretty quickly, according to this. So it's saying that the better question, according to what I'm seeing in your cards here, Melissa, the better question is, well, gee, you know, should I sell these homes? Where am I supposed to go? That's the better question, because what it's saying here is that you can sell those houses and have a chunk of money, you know, sitting around in your bank account, and then decide what to do. But I think part of it is that I think you know that you would get top dollar because the timing for you to sell, according to this, would be pretty good. So I don't see that you'd be shortcutted with the money, but you could float out one property and see what the offers are. You could float out a property and bump it up $50,000 more than what everybody else is selling theirs for and see if you get the offer, right? But there's an offer coming within 4 weeks. Now, it could also be that the reason that it's a good idea to sell your home would be for you to have the money sitting around for the choice that you're going to make down the road. So here's the thing, is that what I keep getting here is that you're supposed to be, so really I'm not going to answer the question about selling the house. I'm going to answer the question of why I think you really called, which is you have this amazing creative side to you that you haven't done anything with, okay?
I've heard that.
And
I'm not sure what
right,
it is.
So it's the card of the artist, the writer, the performer, the amazing chef, it's the musician, the actress. It's the card of someone that's supposed to be doing something creative with her life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been practical most of your life and haven't given a whole lot of space for the creative side. So when I see this card coming up, and it's the major card in your reading, it could be that you sell that property specifically so that you have, say, a couple years worth of living expenses handy for you, and then you decide to go travel, that you go to places that are beautiful, like you might go up to Lake Tahoe and spend some time, or you might go to New Mexico, or you might go to Florida, wherever it is, you're going to go where you feel like it's a true retreat or vacation, and not living extravagantly, living as though you're looking for ideas. So it says here that the biggest purpose right now is for you to decide, all right, what is the creative thing that I love and do well? What is that? That's the more important issue in your reading here, Melissa. Not so much about selling the houses, but if the houses allow you to have a little extra income so you don't worry about money while you're doing this, you know, bouncing around and finding what you want. I mean, it could be that you decide to do a road trip just to visit every little roadside diner in a certain area, and you have the same thing at each of the diners. Could be a hamburger, could be apple pie. I don't know what it is, but you could call it the apple pie journey. I don't know. but what I keep getting with you is that you keep ignoring your creative side, and that's the more important thing. What is the creative thing that rocks your world? So, all right, Melissa, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.